You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hey, welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We are pumped to have you. It is feeling like a beautiful fall here in Ohio. My view is of these gorgeous trees, so we hope that you are enjoying wherever you're at right now. We are going to get this episode started like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you, our loyal listeners or viewers, if you're tuning in on YouTube, with STR Share Sunday. It's our hashtag that you can use on Instagram, and we are prowling so we can share you amazing owners who are sharing your properties on Instagram. And we will give you a shout out here on the podcast, email list, YouTube. Who are we sharing this weekend at?
Today, we are sharing at Yellowwood_farm. And there are not two W's. It's YELLOWOOD_farm. And what the heck? They're in our backyard. I didn't even know. So we have to come stay. Listen, they are designers gone farmers. Working on yard turned farm. Like, how cool is that?
They are
axe and tool restoration. They have sheep. They have a flower farm. What is going on here? How do we not know you? Can we be friends? We want to come stay. First of all, let me just get that out of the way. But look through their feed. I mean, this is the spot. I feel like this family, they had a dream and they're like, we are going to make it happen. And we're going to use, something on our property to help us facilitate the funds here. And so if you look at this, it's Corey, by the way. So Corey, please reach out to us. We want to come and hang out with you. But it's a renovated 1950s kit home situated alongside a small family farm. Fresh flowers and free range eggs await you. Like, this is amazing.
I want to talk about their, like, they got this like survey of their property in their listing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they map out all the different areas of landscaping on their property. So if you're curious about what's going on there, even in their listing before you're like, oh, if you are an enthusiast of all things outdoors, fall, whatever, plants, this is the place to go.
Yeah, they have it. They have it like an aerial view of what the farm looks like and what the
beautiful, excellent use of wallpaper, you guys.
And listen, it's far enough out of the city limits, but stargazing is spectacular here. Love that. And there's walking distance to taverns and just around the corner from local shops. So, man, they are crushing it. Please check them out for inspiration if you have that idea of you're like, I want to do this. I want to something different for my family. I think they're making that happen. They have created it.
And you know what they've really done too, Annette, that I think we try to get out on the podcast over and over again, is they've really leveraged who they are as humans, what they love to do, mm-hmm. and they've translated into their brand.
Yes.
They've translated into their property, and they've let, because if you're ever confused, like, how can I brand this property or our short-term rental hospitality company, you don't have to look any farther than yourself.
Yep.
And what you love to do.
Just be you.
And
be,
you know what? You. That's a really great parlay into today's episode. Someone who innately loved running numbers and finding properties and great markets to invest in. And they found their new, you know, calling. And so we are so excited to have on the show today, Kenny Bedwell. While working for Citibank doing financial research and analytics 4 years ago, Kenny purchased his first short-term rental. After deciding to grow his short-term rental portfolio, he found it difficult to identify the best short-term rental markets based on his budget. Who else out there feels that pain? I mean, right here. He founded Short-Term Rental Insights in 2021 as a tool to help investors find their best short-term rental markets. He now has 6 short-term rentals throughout New York. Kenny helps investors find the best short-term rental markets using data and unique finding strategies based on their circumstances. We're going to have him at TFE Experience Live to educate us in person. And we thought it would be great to share him on the podcast as well. So Kenny, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Let's actually say something. Speaking of live events, we did not know Kenny Bedwell existed until we got out of our homes and went to a live event and saw him on stage. So kudos to that event where we met Kenny. But just letting everybody know, you know, Sarah and I are very connected in this world, but we still have to get out of our homes and go meet people. So we made an investment. We got to meet Kenny, and now he is on our show. So Kenny, we loved your story there. Tell us, like, let's dig in. Let's tell our audience about who you are and how you're just back there crunching the numbers that we love.
Yeah, sure. So just so everybody knows, I live in Buffalo, New York, around Buffalo, New York. And I was recruited there for Citibank, and I did financial research in the equities market for them. In 2018, we kind of read that a little bit. I got my first short-term rental and, you know, started doing it. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. I'll make this my side hustle. And, you know, make some side income, and you know we know how that progresses.
Well, wait
and
then, a second. Why did you, like, there's a lot of ways to side hustle. What drew you to, were you already into real estate? What drew you to short-term rentals? Because you say that kind of like, oh, I wanted to side hustle. That's a pretty big commitment for a side hustle.
Yeah. So I went to a real estate meetup in Buffalo. And for those of you, this is no offense to Buffalo, but it's just an older kind of community. And then you go to these real estate meetups, like this is not a short-term rental real estate meetup. This is a real estate, like buy and hold, single family or a multifamily. There's all these old guys there. And I'm asking questions and they're all talking about, you know, buy your, you know, save up, buy, a duplex or triplex, and then earn the income, save up again and repeat. And I'm like, this just sounds painful and not very fun. You know, I don't know. I was looking for something a little more interesting. And I met this younger guy there, and he's like, you need to check out Airbnbs. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, here, watch this, go on YouTube, just YouTube it. And so I started watching videos and trying to learn all I could about it. And I was surprised at how much money people were making. And so with the property I purchased, I picked the right location where I could kind of have an exit strategy of, well, if it doesn't work out, I'll just long-term rent it. I think a lot of people, that's kind of what they do with their first one. And so I did it. And I mean, it worked out. And it was such a good location when I did my research. Cause like I'm very much into the numbers. I'm always looking and calculating and saying, okay, you know, what's the worst it's going to do? What's the, you know, what should I expect? What's the best, you know, and so on. And I always underestimate. I mean, it's been in service ever since. And I mean, last year was my best year. This year, I might beat last year, but last year I did. So the property I bought was $250,000 down in Buffalo. And last year I grossed over $130,000 on that property.
What? Okay, so what are you giving away there? What's going on? What's going on here?
Well, Kenny, very serious question for you. So I grew up most of my life in Erie, PA, which is a neighbor of yours in Buffalo. We would pass through Buffalo to go to Niagara Falls as a family trip often. And, you know, like you said, Buffalo and Erie, PA, that whole area, it's not necessarily a tourist area, although I was just a hypocrite because I would go through it to go to Niagara Falls, or people come to Erie to go to the beaches and the peninsula.
Yeah.
Who is your target market? And like, what kind of home is this sample property?
That's a great question. So the property is in downtown Buffalo. It's in this artsy neighborhood called Allentown, and which is like on the border of downtown and like neighborhoods. And it's near kind of like a hospital. So there's a lot of different things going on. There's like a convention center nearby. There's downtown Buffalo. There's all the great restaurants. There's art festivals. And there's, you know, there's a different seasons for different things. Like, and we're in the fall right now. We've got Bills games, you know, they're very popular. Mm-hmm. And those people will pay anything, believe it or not. So just a little clarity in 2020, I mean, it's kind of tough because COVID, like we got hit by a month, but I made about 80 to 90,000 in 2020 off that property. And I really elevated it because I started noticing a trend of the guests who were coming. And that trend was in the fall, the early fall to the late fall, I guess, were weddings. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, why are there all these weddings coming? And there was actually somebody, they took a picture, like their whole wedding party at the front of the house. And I'm like, and they sent it to me and I'm like, awesome, but okay. And I'm like looking, I started looking and there's four or five venues within walking distance or like, you know, a 5-minute drive. And I'm like, holy cow. So I go on and I'm sure you guys have talked about it and we don't have to go down this route, but I did Facebook ads. And I targeted everybody within the radius. And I knew where these people were coming from, or, you know, they could be locals. I had this radius of, you know, I hit Cleveland and Pittsburgh and, you know, around New York of people who were recently engaged and, you know, sent them to the, you know, did a direct booking site. And they will pay a lot more than, you know, a typical guest because they want their whole family. And we also, like, we bought things for them, like, you know, they want full-length mirrors everywhere. We even have this bar with all these, you know, seats specifically. Like they were like, it's perfect for, you know, bridesmaids doing makeup and things like that. And, you know, you post the reviews and it's like a no-brainer because it's a perfect situation for what they're looking for with the proximity. And so that's really what elevated that revenue even higher, is finding and identifying the correct target audience and then marketing towards them. So I'm in no means an expert in marketing, but that was just kind of like,
it sounds like you are. I think this revenue proves it. Let's unpack what you said a little bit, because I know listeners are like, what the heck? So Facebook ads, would you mind giving us some transparency on how much money you were spending on the Facebook ads? And were you running them yourself?
Yeah. I was doing it all myself. I was only doing like $1 a day.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And this was last year. I mean, I probably spent a little bit more now, but yeah, $1 a day. And okay. I was sending them to a direct booking page so I could track that
Love
traffic.
It.
So you can embed the pixel into, yep. So you know what the conversion is. You want to be pretty specific, but there's two people who are booking the place for weddings. That's either the actual bride or the parents. So I targeted kind of both groups. And Facebook, they keep changing their stuff. But at the time, I mean, I was able to say, like, you know, women or mothers whose daughters recently engaged or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, here we go. Like, this is perfect. So, I mean, and it got a lot of clicks. And our design is for that house is mid-century modern. So, which fits in really well with like kind of the eclectic area of Buffalo and in that downtown area. I wouldn't say all Buffalo, but the downtown area that we were in. And so it stands out, and we have some like kind of eye popping pictures that like, so when you scroll, you know, it's boom, that's, you know, you stop. And so we got, yeah. And looking at the impressions and also like the clicks and things, it was a really high conversion rate that we were pleased with. So.
The heck inspired you though? Because wouldn't Airbnb be enough of a lead generator for you, Kenny? You know, what made you think to not leave that job to just Airbnb to find you these leads and to take your revenue to the next level with knowing who your ideal client is?
Well, honestly, so it goes back to me being a numbers person. If I can't track it, I don't like it's
makes you
like
uncomfortable. You don't like that. You don't know where it's coming from.
I don't know. Yeah. So I mean, like even today with my businesses with Facebook ads, you know, if we don't have the tracking set up, I get pretty antsy because I'm like, what is the conversion rate from this? I'm just throwing money out here and I can't see like I can only see people clicking, but I don't see, are they booking my property because they clicked? You know, do I need to change up my ad? You know, more. Yeah. So, I mean, it's that's why I really did that.
But doesn't Airbnb have a dashboard, Kenny? I mean, that those data points that they give, they're not good enough for you?
Well, not when I'm paying money for ads. So that's how I look at it.
So let's ask a couple more questions here. When you say the word Facebook ads, are you also doing Instagram ads? Are those bundled in there?
Facebook, Instagram.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then can you give our listeners a little bit of an idea? Is it a photo of your property? Is it that wedding picture? Is it, you know, what kind of images are you using in the ad?
I did split testing on two. So I did a photo, I did three photos. So two of the photos were of my property, like the different bedroom, or one was the living room. We had a really good shot living room. And then one of the bedrooms, I was like a huge king bed, really spacious area. So the living room one really popped because of we have these funky green couches with like a special light. I have to show it to you guys to see what I'm talking about.
Sure.
But it's a good shot. And then just take my word for it. And then the other one was like I took a shot of downtown Buffalo in like a really popular area. It's, you know, it's like Buffalo. It's really cool signs, kind of like one of the famous shots or whatever. And it was the living room shot and then the downtown shot kind of did about the same, which were the best. So and so my ads were like, so I started like ones I would say ask a question like, hey, or in town for a wedding, like stay here, you know, or like perfect house for, you know, the wedding or whatever. And just like very specific. So if you were getting married, I mean, it was just calling to you. If not, it's a scroll by, whatever. But you want to target the people, like to just speak to them kind of thing.
Awesome.
All right. So let's go back to, you went to this real estate meetup in Buffalo. This other guy told you got to watch, you know, Airbnb how-to videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
You buy this home. How were you running your numbers then? Because this was, you know, your first project.
Yeah.
So what were your expectations, knowing what you knew about long-term rentals and having that exit strategy that it could just turn into a long-term rental if this didn't work out?
Right. So the first thing I do, and I mean, I still do this method because it's very successful. I did this in my last property too. And I'm just like seeing the fruit of that. And I'll tell you the numbers on that guy in a second too. The idea is, finding the right market is important, but we also need to find the sweet spot in the market. So where in the market is the opportunity, the best place to be for the best prices? When I say prices, I mean like the price to purchase the property if you're buying. You know, where is the traffic? Because you might be, you know, downtown is a great area to be in, and most people want to be downtown. But the housing prices are significantly higher, whereas I can be just literally like, you know, 100 steps away is what I tell people from downtown. And the housing prices are not 400,000, they're now 250. So, you know, it's like this big difference and I'm still in a really cool area. So it's not just prices, but it's the second part too, which is the revenue. I think probably one of the most important is how much money are these properties making in this area? So when I'm targeting a new market, I'm actually looking and trying to find where those properties are performing the best. And then looking and circling those areas within. So, and then I do that in several different markets at the same time when I'm finding. So I know that's more of a generic approach, like overall finding, but because I don't want to just focus in on one market, because it's literally, there's not many areas in those markets that are going to really exceed and find that like opportunity, what I call an opportunity. Well, I don't want to call it an opportunity zone, but just opportunity area, because opportunity zone is something else. But an opportunity area within that market where the revenue is really high and the housing prices haven't quite caught up to that revenue yet. And there's in every single market, believe it or not, in, you know, the Gatlinburgs, the Destins, the Myrtle Beach, even the popular ones, there's those little neighborhoods or those pockets are like, you know, across the street from the beach, you know, but it's got the beach view. Like, there's those areas you just have to look and do the research and find them and spend the time doing that.
And I wish everybody could see Kenny. Maybe you're watching, but he just like lit up when he was like, there are those areas in every town. So I love that you're giving us all that like, okay, this, you don't have this like one hit wonder in Buffalo. Buffalo was your backyard though, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So Talk to us about your new properties. Are they all in your backyard, or have you started to branch out in these opportunity areas? Because we want to see, can he do these numbers somewhere else? Talk to us about that.
Right. Yeah. So like at the end of 2020, I was like, all right, cool. I'm getting all this money now. And I got
You're
another,
earning
like,
that money. You were providing an amazing stay. You weren't just getting it.
There we go. Yeah. There I'm earning all that money. That's right. Yeah. Definitely better. I had other properties and I was like co-hosting and I even did some rental arbitrage and I was doing all this stuff and really building. And, but my gut, especially with COVID, it just happened. I'm like, I really need to diversify. Buffalo is seasonal. In the wintertime, we still do well considering I actually make money in the wintertime. Obviously not as much as like, you know, the middle of August. But because Buffalo is seasonal, I'm like, I need to find somewhere else, just kind of expand. But I hit this wall because, you know, everyone's chasing these markets, these popular markets. And I'm like, okay, cool. This is where everyone's saying to go. And I go and I check and I'm like, I can't afford $1 million property in, you know, the Smoky Mountains. And I'm looking
at
you.
Are you sure? I think you're stacking cash there in Buffalo. I think you got it.
Yeah, there we go. Well, at the time, no, I could not. So, so I'm looking at these different markets and I'm like, I can't afford that. And also, how do I get there? You know, I don't know that market. I'm going to have to drive there. I'm going to have to check it out. Like, how do I learn about the markets and that fit not only my budget, but my personal preferences in terms of my emotional preferences. One thing that I preach this from the top of the hills is that vacation real estate investing is both a logical investment and an emotional investment.
Coming from a numbers guy.
I know. I love that.
Coming from a numbers guy, that is, I love that. So yeah.
Well,
elaborate on that.
I mean, here's the simple, you know, here's one of the simple ways to know, like one of the top markets in the country, just throwing away everything aside, region, size of the market, the traffic drivers there, anything else, is Indian River, Michigan is the top market in the country today. And this is just per our tool where I got this information from STR Insights, which we'll talk about in a second. But Indian River, Michigan, I don't even really know where that is. And I see hundreds of these markets in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and this is no offense to the Midwest here, but Arkansas or Missouri or wherever. And I don't know where they are, but they're just the top markets. And I personally do not want to go and invest there. And if that's the case, the numbers are telling me, hey, Kenny, you should invest in this market because these are where the best numbers are. However, because I recognize that I have this emotional draw to particular regions or areas or wherever, that makes the investment partially emotional. So all real estate investors, vacation real estate investors, need to understand that there is some emotional side to the investment. More so, I would say, for people who are looking truly for a home that they can go and visit. Mm-hmm. And that is really important when you're trying to identify the right markets to target is, hey, here are my emotional preferences. I identify those first. Now, here are my logical goals and numbers that I'm expecting. You put those together and then you start trying to find the right market.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Minoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to MinoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Minoan. And, you know, I would even argue for long-term buy-in holders. Like, yes, there are people who they're just strictly driven by numbers. But my husband and I, like, we from day one have been, I'll never forget, we bought this fourplex here in Columbus, Ohio. And right next to us is another fourplex, identical. And we decided to paint it because there were five fourplexes right next to each other. And they all looked exactly the same. And we were going to short-term rent out these one-bedroom apartments. And we wanted when the guests to show up. We all know that check-in review is super important. That's setting the stage. So we painted it, did some stuff, the exterior. And our neighbor, who was an investor, she was like, do you want to look good or do you want to make money? And I wanted both, you know, because I know that that will translate into whether it's a long-term tenant, you know, who wants to stay there because they have pride in where they stay. And of course, a short-term rental factor. So I feel like you're giving us permission, Kenny, as like the numbers guy, to involve your emotions somewhat in these purchases, as long as they're backed up by a good investment, backed up by numbers and data. Is that right?
Yes. Exactly. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily say you need the permission, but I mean, to me, it's you have to do that. I help people find markets, and a lot of times, or vacation rental markets, and a lot of times I say, where would you prefer the market? I don't care as long as the numbers work. And it's like, no, you do care, because I'll start listing off markets that you don't care about, and that's a waste of time. And so, if that's the case, if you have no draw to Indian River, Michigan, you just identified that there's emotion in play, and you need to identify what that emotion is. Is it, it needs to be within driving distance, or my family wants to go visit there, or, you know, we want to retire there someday, or we just want something with a traffic driver. You know, like there's some sort of emotional thing that you need to identify. And that's one of the number one things. And, you know, when we're going to be at your event that I'm going to be talking about is identifying your goals before you even start looking. And that's not just, oh, what is my cash on cash return goal, or my NOI goal, or my cap rate goal, or whatever. Not the numbers, but the emotional side as well.
Man, Kenny, you're a preach, Kenny. I love this. This is so good. Because the emotional side too, this is where short-term rentals get a bad name in neighborhoods, is that the owners don't care, and they don't care about the community. And that's what, like, it's funny, Sarah just talked about her short-term rental, because we were doing some filming there last week. And I was with a videographer. I'm like, and people don't like short-term rentals. We look down the street at those four other rentals, and they haven't been taken care of at all. And Sarah's like this gem in the, like, it is pristine. And these four other long-termers are like, it looks like the garages are getting ready to fall over. The landscaping hasn't been taken care of. Nothing has been done. And I'm like, oh, but the neighborhoods don't like short-term rentals when this, like, hers is like the shining light. So, oh, I love that you just said
that. I'm hitting things.
I'm getting excited. No, because it does matter. It matters to the community when it's like, if you have an investor, like, it's just the numbers. That doesn't work. That doesn't work for what we're all trying to accomplish with the short-term rental. So I love that you are just being passionate about that. And when you talk to investors, it's like, what are the other, let's talk about the overarching goals, just not the number goals.
Okay, Kenny. So let's say we've identified our emotions and we've found a market or a few. What data is important to you, Kenny, that you've learned over the years as you've bought your next six and helped others? What data do you think is the most important to, like, put at the top of your pro forma?
Sure. Okay. So I'm going to drop my four methods. So, and I'm going to be talking about these at the event too.
Awesome.
But I'll get in a lot more detail. So we're going to just cover from a high level. So before we even start, so once we identify our personal preferences, we need to also identify, like, our finding strategy or finding method. What that means is we're all looking for vacation rentals for a different purpose, for a different goal. Is it what I call, the first one is a cash on cash goal? Are we trying to quickly grow our portfolio? How soon do we get our money back? That's a cash on cash. So for anyone out there, let me quickly define that. If you buy $1 million property, let's say you put $200,000 down. Yeah, we'll just pretend. Yeah, $200,000 in that property. How quickly do you get that $200,000 back? You know, if it's a 30% cash on cash return, so that means it takes about 3 years to get your money back, which is a great investment if you're focused on that. There are markets that are better for cash on cash returns than others. there are markets. The second one is cash flow, which is completely different. So cash flow is more about bringing in more revenue, might not necessarily mean more net revenue, but more you're making more money. And there are markets that make more money than others. The third one is tax strategy. So a lot of investors in the short-term rental space, like we'll say physicians or attorneys, high W or two income earners, are trying to find markets to offset their W-2 income. There are certain markets that have better tax advantages than others, and we can talk about those in a second. And then finally, there are some investors who just want to park their money somewhere because they know it's going to appreciate, which is also a great strategy. So appreciation, there's better markets for appreciation than others. We need to identify, this is going back at the beginning, we need to identify which one of these strategies we fall under, because that will help us identify the right markets for us. So whether we're focused on just growing our portfolio quickly, or we just want the cash flow to make that money, maybe we're trying to quit our job and we need to purchase in markets that are making a lot of money, so or properties that are making a lot of money, or we're just trying to offset our W-2 income, or just take advantage of appreciation. We're in vacation real estate investing. We want to take advantage of all four. I've heard that all the time. Well, Kenny, I want all four of those. Great, you're going to get all four of those. But certain markets leverage each of those differently. And so your focus on that is going to really put you in the right direction for the market you should be targeting.
Love it.
What do you want, Annette?
I want Kenny to just like come hang out with us all the time, but he is hanging out with us soon. So we can just, we're going to have our notepads ready and get down to business at our event for sure.
So with your properties in Buffalo, for example, number one, do you use the word vacation rental as like a blanket statement, or would you consider your Buffalo rentals to be, you know, metro furnished rentals, or what's your take on that?
I would say, like, I don't call them vacation rentals. I call them short-term rentals because Buffalo isn't necessarily in the summertime, it is because of Niagara Falls. Mm-hmm. You know, we have like over 10 million people visit Niagara Falls and there's nowhere to stay there.
That's true.
And so they all go, yeah, and Niagara Falls, not the Canadian side, but the United States side is actually really dumpy and dangerous. Mm-hmm. That's no offense to Niagara Falls. The state park is great. Go see it. Like, come see us, but stay in my place. But in Buffalo, though, the downtown area, that's where a lot of people stay because you got hotels, you got everything for Niagara Falls. It's only 20 minutes away. So it's sure vacation rental, but it's a very short-term rental. So I'll host people for businesses. There's a hospital downtown. People are coming for that. I mean, it's just kind of that. So I say short-term rental.
And I don't know if we covered this because we got all excited about all the other things. Did you tell us where you did the other investments after your golden child there in Buffalo?
So my most recent purchase was in the Finger Lakes of New York.
Okay.
Now I decided that. So that was probably my second or third market that popped up. So I created this tool. I guess I should kind of go back to the story. I created this tool called STR Insights, but before that it was just spreadsheets. So I took all the markets, and from my experience at my job, I was able to go in and figure out housing prices of vacation rentals. That's really important because the issue I have with a lot of data out there in the industry is no one was providing the prices of vacation rentals. And some data platforms were just giving me the average prices of all homes in that market. For example, they were saying the average price of a home in Gulf Shores, Alabama was $400,000. Well, beginning of 2021, I mean, even then, that would buy me maybe a one-bedroom condo. Mm. So I can't really, like, that's not really helpful and it's not accurate. So I'm like, you know what? Like, forget this. I'm going to go figure it out myself. And so I employed the help of one of my friends and we went out and we figured out how to get all of this information, kind of put it together and find, you know, markets that fit my preferences. So I was very specific, and the more specific you are in your search, the kind of more accurate you get. So some of the markets that popped up for me was Western North Carolina, so near Asheville area. And that's actually where I was looking heavily, near like Black Mountain or even Candler as well. And then this town in New York called Watkins Glen, because I was like, shoot, I'll do driving distance. That's fine with me. So Watkins Glen is about a little over three hours from where I live on the Finger Lakes. So I looked at both places and I was looking on Zillow and I found a property. I actually found a really good deal in Black Mountain that I was going to look at for $400,000. It was probably going to do about 80 or 90K a year. And then I looked at Watkins Glen and there was a property listed for $350,000. And I go in, I'm doing all the numbers and the math, and it's telling me $120,000 gross. And I'm like, is that right? And I'm looking at it, and I start looking at the other properties nearby, and they're all doing over 100,000. And I called the house, like the people who own the house. They it was a former bed and breakfast. They're just trying to get rid of it. I called them up, and they showed me their numbers for a bed and breakfast, and it was doing over 100,000. I'm like, maybe I'm onto something here. And I'm like, it's been on the market for 130 days.
Wow.
Why hasn't anyone picked it up yet? And they're like, well, everyone wants to, but the city has strict regulations. They had a memorandum on short-term rentals, so you have to have a permit. But when I was talking to the realtor, he said, they're actually going to lift it and they're going to accept new applications. And I said, when are they going to do that? He goes, I don't know. Just give them a call. So I called them, which is the number one thing I recommend anyone looking in a strict market, call the cities right away to really understand the regulation. Don't take people's word for it. So I called them right away and they said, actually, you're in luck. We just started accepting applications today. And I'm like, okay, so here's my situation.
I'm looking to buy a property. Seriously, you'd be like, this is a score.
Can I put it under contract and get the permit? And they said, yes. So I put it under contract and with the contingency that it gets the permit. It is New York, so there was a lot of hoops to jump through. I even had to, it was a lottery. It wasn't even just, here's the permit. You had to get drawn. And there was only 20 permits. There was 40 applications. I don't know if this is, luckily, so the owner of the house was like the deputy mayor of the town. So anyway, our house was drawn nonetheless. It was legally drawn. Like it was okay. Like the fourth one. They like knew, but I was like, hey, we were probably in there a couple of times. But anyway, so we were drawn. We got the permit. We were able to close on the property. But this is a 7-bedroom, 7-bath property. It's like 3,700 square feet. Got it for $350,000. It sits on top of a hill, overlooks the lake. It's got the views. It's 5 minutes away from wineries. There's a NASCAR stadium nearby. There's Watkins Glen State Park with over 1 million people go there each year. This town is really small. There's no major hotel chains. There's literally nowhere to stay. People are like staying everywhere. And they've capped the number of short-term rentals to 80. There can be no more. Unless the town grows, which it probably won't. So it's a vacation rental destination, especially during the summertime. And so like my ADRs rival those of the beaches. I mean, like during June and July and August, my ADR, so average nightly rate was around $1,300 a night for this property. So granted, in the wintertime, it's probably going to be dead and that's fine. We're going to do some reno and touch up on some things. But so this year we've already made about, and I started mid-summer, so like the end of June. We've already made close to $80,000 this year. So my cash on cash return is about 75%. Now I'm saying cash on cash because that is my focus. It's to get, how quickly can I get my money back so that I can reinvest it? And that is my focus. And that is why I invested in Watkins Glen and potentially Western New York, because those fit that criteria for what I was searching for.
And for the listeners, getting your money back, is that directly correlated to the gross revenue that you're getting from a nightly rate, or are you refinancing? How are you getting that cash back? And what is the time frame in which you need to get that cash back in order to say that you have a 30% cash on cash return? When does that return need to happen?
So 30% would be about a 3-year time period. It's kind of, I mean, it's up to each individual in terms of what their goal is. In the industry, the sooner the better is kind of the investment. And so for me, it's just that like kind of 3-year mark. Also, my loan, I did a DSCR commercial loan. Mm-hmm. So I have a prepayment penalty year and it's 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I can refinance, or I'm probably going to sell it, because I could probably sell it for like $600,000 because of how much money it's making. And because I have a permit. And an LLC, which I'll talk about in a second. Ooh. Or maybe another time with you guys.
Yeah.
That's a different story, which makes that property very sellable.
Yeah.
So, yep. And so 3 years, I want my money back in 3 years, but I'll get it back in probably a year and a half is what I'm looking
awesome.
At.
Awesome.
Amazing. Ooh. Well, we will keep the LLC and the permit for another, either our insider series with our private membership or another show, because I know that this episode...
It's already going to be like...
It's already like people taking notes and their minds are blown. But let's segue towards the end of the show here. Kenny, so you enlisted the help of your friend.
you're obviously, you know, getting all this data. You're not just stopping at buying short-term rentals for yourself. You're helping everyone. So can you tell us what that parlayed into, all of these spreadsheets and all this analysis?
So I was a part of a mastermind. For those of you listening, you know, it's just a group of like-minded people. And I recommend everyone figure out and join in some sort of group of a mastermind or group of like-minded people, not a Facebook group, but an in-person at least, because that's really where they were the ones who pushed me to. I showed them my spreadsheets and I was like, hey guys, because I didn't have the entrepreneurial mindset at the time. I just thought, hey, wow, I just used this found property, you know, and, you know, I started helping some other people. I showed it to this group of like 30 people and they were like, Kenny, you need to turn this into a tool and I want to buy this tool from you and you need to sell this to other people because this is super valuable. You know, you just found a property very quickly by doing, you know, X, Y, and Z. This would take people hours and hours and hours just to figure that stuff out. And so I did. And then I started sharing it with them to see if they would find properties too. And they did. And they started buying properties and they started seeing the returns we were, you know, originally projecting. And so, I mean, it was just like this like waterfall effect and in a sense that we built this thing up to where we're like, yes, we need to share this publicly with people because we know that this works. We know the data is there and it backs it up and people can find good deals quickly by leveraging this tool. Now, our tool doesn't show you deals. It shows you the right markets and in the right areas within those markets, which is that process we're trying to go. Start from where do I look necessarily, like where in the country should I go, down to where in that particular market should I be targeting?
And I asked you this question back in the day when we first met you. How does this differ from AirDNA? Let's just say it. Because I know everyone's thinking that, well, there's AirDNA. So are you just a competitor? Or are you showing different information?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a different product. I get that question all the time. And I'm starting to realize like we're not quote unquote like a direct on competitor because we're showing completely different data in a different way. We're not limiting people to a particular market. You don't have to come and say, hey, I want to buy, you know, Columbus, Ohio. You get the entire country because that's, you know, like we assume the number one question is where should I look? And then the data isn't just revenue and occupancy and ADR, it's vacation rental housing prices, also destination types. So we're trying to take into account these emotional preferences. Like, do I want to invest in beach markets, mountain markets, lake, ski, river? There's like 9 different destination types. The latest feature, which I don't know if you guys know, we literally have been working on it the past couple months since that conference you guys met me at, is we put in regulation data. We're able to characterize it by category. So you can filter out markets that might be restricted. So they show up really high in the numbers, but they might have really strict regulation and that's not your preference. Or maybe they don't have any regulation at all and you want to stay away from those markets. Because I have my opinions on both.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can filter that. And then obviously the most important one is knowing your budget. What's my budget? Can I afford to be in that market? And you can throw that in there. And then we can break it down by bedroom count and then go in and show you all the individual properties and how much they're making. And then you can filter and say, where is the best place to be within that market? Where are the properties performing the best?
Cool. So, all right. And we'll have STR Insights, a link to it in our show notes. And full transparency, we are affiliates for Kenny. But here's the deal. He is going to be at our live event. If you have not got your ticket, get it. They're only on sale for like probably hours at this point in time. But man, come hang out with us. Come hang out with Kenny.
Kenny, will you hang out with us all day on Sunday? How long are you going
to
be?
Yeah, I'll be there all day. Yeah, I'm going to go to Verma the next day.
Awesome. Nice.
I will be in an outfit. I'll leave it at that. So I'll be in a special outfit.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So
I like to have fun on the stage. And kind of theme things up. So,
we're here for
that. So it'll be easy to spot me.
Awesome. No, that's great. Kenny, we love what you're doing. We love you sharing your story because I know it is inspiring to Sarah and I hope it was inspiring to a ton of our listeners. So rewind it, listen to it again. And then where can they find you, Kenny, if they want to reach out to you or find out about STR Insights?
Boy, that's a great question. I mean, so obviously, you know, we have our site, which you guys will put in the show notes. We also have a Facebook and Instagram page. I think it's at STR Insights or Short Term Rental Insights. But yeah, they can reach out to us there. Nine times out of 10, I'm the one that responds. So if you want to talk to me or whatever, reach out, have questions or whatever. But we've got a lot of good information on our site too.
Awesome. So. Congratulations to all your success and for taking that leap yourself into, you know, following something that was inside of you. Like, you really don't have to look much farther than what you're already good at to like show you what that next opportunity is in your life. So congratulations. And I cannot wait to see you not only at our event in just a few, days, a week and a half, but also over the course of the next few years, especially as rates start climbing and diving into the numbers is going to be just more and more important for us to understand. But the deals are out there. Opportunity is still there, everybody. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.